USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Charlie Crist, whose career as a Republican ended with a hug from a Democratic president, may have seen his political fate sealed by another Democratic president complimenting his Republican rival. That's the sentiment rolling through Democratic circles in Florida after President Joe Biden's tour of the state's storm-ravaged Gulf Coast, where he praised Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Crist's opponent, for his handling of Hurricane Ian. Biden called DeSantis' response pretty remarkable after a congenial joint event with his sometime nemesis. They're flying contraband into prison.
A Texas man is facing up to 20 years in prison for flying a drone into a Fort Worth prison yard. Brian Henderson was arrested in August and pleaded guilty this week. He admitted to loading the drone with drugs for a prisoner, including crystal meth and a pair of prepaid cell phones. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
While speaking at a Volvo plant in Hagerstown, Maryland Friday, and a month before Election Day, President Biden talked about many of his economic achievements during his term, including his bipartisan infrastructure deal, the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and other legislation he says helped facilitate the country's economic recovery during the COVID pandemic. Biden warned that if Republicans take control this fall, though, many of these achievements will be reversed and regular Americans will suffer the consequences.
If Republicans take control of the Congress, the $2,000 cap on prescription drug costs we just passed goes away, gone. If they take back the control of the Congress, the $35 a month cap on insulin for folks on Medicare we just passed goes away, gone. The savings on health care premiums we just got for 1 million Americans for Affordable Care Act, gone.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A powerful blast damaged Russia's road and rail bridge to Crimea on Saturday, hitting a prestigious symbol of Moscow's annexation of the peninsula and the key supply route to forces battling to hold territory captured in southern Ukraine. The early morning explosion on the bridge over the Kerch Strait, for which Russia did not immediately assign blame, prompted gleeful messages from Ukrainian officials, but no claim of responsibility. During an interview on Fox & Friends Friday, Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd weighed in on the influx of looters who are taking advantage of Hurricane Ian's devastation, urging armed Floridian homeowners to take action.
I would highly suggest that if a looter breaks into your home, comes into your home while you're there to steal stuff, that you take your gun and you shoot him. You shoot him so that he looks like grated cheese. Because you know what? That's one looter that won't break into anyone else's home and take advantage of them when they're the most vulnerable and the most weak.
Well, it's postseason baseball going on now in the big leagues. Mariners manager Scott Servais talked about the team's big wild card win over the Blue Jays.
Obviously, when we acquired Luis Castillo, I was as excited as anybody because I know the talent and getting to know the player and the personality and how he was wired. You could clearly see early on he's wired for these moments. You know, when it's on the line, in the biggest on the biggest stage, in the crazy environment. So being able to put him out there today, it was a no-brainer for me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.